This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour now, it's the DJB Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keeling. You can find us at DJB Show. You can also find Jennifer at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen, and like us on Facebook.com/DJB Show, where you can see a picture of a dog that I met posted on the Facebook page, a dog named Duke. That I met at
that's a good name. Doug and Duke? I love
Doug
it.
Doug and Duke.
Cute. I love that.
Doug, you could do a morning Duke show with him.
Yeah.
Doug and Duke in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, it's really my first foray into even thinking about having a dog. Charlotte died, as we were talking about on Friday, 2 years ago on Friday. And as I was getting upset on the air, Meredith sent me a note and she said, "Why would you get upset about this?" I mean, I suppose it's the same thing you could apply to anything when it comes to thinking about whether it's relationships, the dog and you have that relationship that lasts for 10, 15 years maybe. And so I have, as I am wont to do sometimes, I tend to go into the hole when I think about this and you know, worry about the conditions that she was in when she died, yada, yada, yada. But when I think about the fabulous life that we had together and the fabulous things that we did together, I can go, unfortunately, Victoria and Kara, you weren't around. Richie will tell you stories about Charlotte being in the studio there. Remember, Charlotte was with me day and night for 12 and a half years. Everything I did, first 2 years she was with Brendan, everything that I did in my life was with her. And so as I think back about all of the things, and I encourage you to do the same thing, whether it's with your dog or whether it's with your spouse. You know, things may fall apart. I hope Janet Jackson is looking at the good things of her former husband. I think we all need to do that. What are the good things that were there that you can bring up that keep you from going into the dumpster, which is easy enough to do, but there were so many more great memories and experiences and stuff that she and I had. So it got me to think. Victoria sent me a connection to the L.A. Southern California Bulldog Rescue Operation, and I went there on Saturday. And it was really quite an experience. I met this dog named Duke. And Duke is pictured at the DJB website. You want to go look at Duke. And I'm going to explore a little bit more this week. Whether I adopt him or not remains to be seen. But I could see, I've got to spend some more time with them. I think that's the thing.
Yeah.
That you need to spend more time with these dogs and make sure that it's a fit. But I met so many dogs. What it did was sort of confirm with me. I've been talking for a long time. We talked about having at the farm an equine, bovine, and canine rescue. And I could see every one of these dogs. My son and I talked about it. Every single one of those dogs I wanted to take with me to protect or keep in some way where they, and then they have a fabulous foster home. I don't know if they do that with other breeds as well, but they have a foster home program where they bring these dogs away from the vet. If they're healthy, they check them out and they bring them to foster homes as they try to find homes for the dogs. Pretty much the same as what happens in the system for children, right? For humans.
Yeah. We're foster parents for the rescue that we work with, and it's all different types of breeds. And fostering is literally the fastest way to save a life because, and we say this to all of our friends, and we've gotten our friends to be fosters, because it gets the dog out of the shelter, it frees up space to save another life. So you're immediately saving two lives. And the fostering is wonderful. It boosts. Dogs can suffer from depression if they're in a shelter for too long. They stop looking at people. They stop making eye contact. It's real depression. And so fostering really helps eliminate that.
You know,
it's amazing.
And these animals deserve the best. They have come
Absolutely.
Into this world. I was looking at these two old, now I am going to get upset a little bit, but I was looking at these two older dogs. Nobody wanted them.
Aww.
And you can see that nobody wanted them, and they were old. And it gets me, because this whole business about age gets me crazy. And it applies to dogs as well as people or to whomever. The dogs, as this breed, as they get into 10, 11 years of age, they can have serious problems if they haven't been well taken care of. It's just knowing, this is the thing, and this is your obligation. If you have a pet, if you have some animal, this is what I want to, I get physically really angry because I can see how some of these dogs have been abused by people who just got them because they were a trinket or a toy or they were the thing of the day. Oh, yeah, everybody wants to have a bulldog. Well, bulldogs require serious commitment. They require serious attention. They require a lot of things. But I will tell you, more than any other kind of dog that I've ever had, they give it back to you. And then some.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just that's the nature of the breed.
So I have an idea. Why don't you adopt two? Why don't you adopt a younger one and an older one?
Well, I might do that, Jennifer. It's interesting.
And give them a good life, and then get another older one when that one expires.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a question of how well they get along. This one gets along. They have different color bandanas on them. They have a green for they get along with children and other dogs. And they have blue if they get along with other dogs, but not young children. And they had, let's see, what was the other color? I think it was white. They didn't get along. There was one dog that I could see had been abused and wouldn't get along. He growled at everybody and everything. Growl, growl, growl. And that's strictly, by the way, it's like how you treat your children. These dogs are going to be exactly like whatever it is you expose them to. And it's the same. Your children are going to be just like whatever you expose them to. Whatever the environment is, that's what these animals are going to reflect. So these dogs, some of them get abused, some of them are just mistreated, and others are treated with love and kindness. I don't know what the story is with this 13-month-old dog who seems perfectly healthy, and man, does he have energy. He wanted to play. The video that we posted, I don't know if that got up there, too.
Yeah, it's there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a little, just a quick 2-3 second video of him chasing after something, which is what Charlotte loved to do. But that kind of stuff you need to see in them as well, because it speaks to what you just said, Victoria, about how after they've been sort of just put away in a cage for a while, they get depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see them. I remember when we saw Millie for the first time. She was in a cage in the back of the corner. We'd gone to New York. The Meredith has had good luck with pit bulls, and she wanted to get a pit bull. So we went down to the Brooklyn, basically that's what they call it, the Brooklyn Kill Center. Bring the dogs in, keep them for a while. If you don't find a home for them, goodbye. And I suppose that and I asked this lady at the bulldog rescue here if that was what was happening. I said to her, how many of these dogs get adopted? And I looked her right in the eye, and she said about 80 or 85%. I said, what happens to the rest of them? And she looked at me. She didn't say a word.
Yeah.
So
most rescues, though, they go to great lengths to make sure that
they
doesn't
do. You
happen.
Can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but they still have. I could see where some of these older dogs that nobody wants, sooner or later, they'll put them to sleep. And there's life. You can still see there's life in them.
Oh, yeah. I've known people who've adopted senior dogs. My uncle adopted a dog who was 14. She was a lab. She was lab pit bull mix. She was beautiful. And he only had her for, 10 months and found out she had, renal failure. But she had the most amazing last 10 months of her life. And he said it was the best dog he's ever had.
Yeah.
So, and he's had dogs his whole life and has rescued animals, three-legged goats. I mean, we used to make fun of him. He's got everything.
Yeah, but think about them in terms of...
There's gratitude that comes with those older dogs.
Well, but there's also the system, the world as it is. What goes on here, there's a reason for everything. There's a reason for these beings being here. Whatever it is, however, whatever they... do in terms of selecting the experience that they want to have but there is a reason. And for us to put ourselves above them is a travesty. We may be able to figure things out differently, but they have different skills than we do as well. I mean, if nothing else, you look at how they smell. When Charlotte lost her eyes, her ability to smell, even though it's like, what, 3,000 times greater than ours, that was even enhanced. I will never forget the night we came home. Charlotte had lost her eyes in the accident on the farm, and when she got home, I had to put her in a little corral, and I kept her mostly in the studio in the front room of the house. And we went out, Meredith and I went out for dinner one night, and we came back, and Charlotte had gotten out of, this was only like maybe 3 weeks after we'd brought her home, for she almost died, obviously, because she got run over and she lost her eyes. And how in the name of God she survived was a miracle, and that's part of what she taught us through her life. But so she climbs out of this sort of, I don't know how to describe it, probably best described as a little cage. And she smelled her way back up the hallway, across the kitchen, out into the back room, and onto her favorite couch.
Aww.
And cute. When we came home, there were lamps knocked over.
Oh.
But she was asleep on that couch that she loved more than anything else. It was really, it's
so from that
lesson.
Point on, that's she was allowed to have free reign?
Well, she always had free reign anyway.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I had to keep her, because she was incontinent at that point, I had to keep her in mm-hmm. sort of a more closed environment. But she was upstairs and downstairs. But it was just one of those, it was her ability, and this is why I say every being that's here on this planet has a reason for being. And there is, but whether you always discover it or not, remains to be seen. So anyway, some food for thought. The time, for those of you who are late for wherever it is that you have to go, it's 18, isn't it? 18 after the hour. It's 18 past the hour.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Okay, first time we read this commercial, he got one. So I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vitraza.
They're unbelievable. You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home?
Ah, piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vitraza glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds. So it'll even hold me. They've got a 10-year warranty. And the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a million-dollar office. And it's your office.
And we got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely. 10-year warranty. Scratch-resistant. Stylish. Vitraza glass chair mats.
You can't get them at the office superstore. You got to order direct at Vitraza.com. That's V as in Victor. V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A. Vitraza.com.
Use the discount code 22 to save 10% on any in-stock or custom size.
Vitraza.com.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Don't forget about our DJV experience with that special telephone line. Question this week, with all the religious holidays this time of year, do you make spending time with your family a priority? Press 1 for yes, 2 for no at 800-282-2333. 800-282-2333, our question of the week.
Imagine. imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Those of you who are frustrated with some of the new musical situations, I feel your pain, mostly brought about by groups like this called the Chainsmokers. Right away I hear that and I want to turn the radio off. Ugh, what a horrible
name alone.
Yep. Anyway, this song is new from them, New Music Monday, focusing on the last day alive with the Florida Georgia Line here, Jennifer. New album is called Memories Do Not Open. So what do we know about this? We know, I don't know what's the combination of Florida Georgia Line and the Chainsmokers. Why is there compatibility?
I don't know why they actually collaborated. Maybe Victoria or Kara would know about why they collaborated, but I do know that they like to collaborate often, and they like to collaborate with people in other genres. So they've done songs with Nelly from kind of like the hip-hop world, and they like to do this sort of thing because I think it expands their music.
Well, yeah, and the Chainsmokers have been collaborating with a ton of people, too. They're just a group of DJs, and they have a song with Coldplay.
Right.
That was really big last month, so it's kind of a surprising collaboration, but they both like to work with different artists.
And it works, I think, for the Florida Georgia Line guys. Their voices blend really well together, and they can sound cool in any genre.
When I look at this name, it reminds me of stories that I've seen. If you know about some of the singers that have been most popular, for example, Frank Sinatra, never stopped smoking. And how he was able to do what he did with his voice for all those years amazes me. Dionne Warwick, another one. If you watch the Burt Bacharach special that's playing on PBS at the moment, when she's while she's singing, she's holding a cigarette, and in between takes, she's puffing away on the cigarette while she's singing the song. It's an amazing... I don't see how... I could...
We don't know that these guys actually smoke. It's just the name.
Right.
I understand that, but it just brings me around to that whole thing about how many performers, especially singers, smoke. I don't see how you do that. But.
A lot of them smoke intentionally to get a more raspy sound, I think.
Yeah. Well, that was true with the old days of the newsmen.
Yeah.
Who used to gargle with razor blades and smoke pools as they went into the...
Hi, this is Ron Patrick, CKLW 2022.
All right, anyway. Number two song on the New Music Monday list comes from Gorillaz. Let Me Out. So Mavis Staples is in this?
Oh, yeah.
What do we know about Gorillaz?
They're a British band. They love retro R&B artists, and they use them as often as they can in their electronic music.
Huh.
The Chainsmokers wouldn't exist without Gorillaz. Gorillaz have been around for a while. So, yeah. But to throw Mavis Staples in makes any song better.
Yeah, it sure does.
And it shows her versatility, too. A whole new generation is learning about her.
Right. Ronnie Spector got involved and still is in some of the younger recording groups. They put her in a spotlight position because she's got such a unique voice. So this is from an album called Humans, which is due out the 28th of this month. Gorillaz and Let Me Out. Okay, also in the New Music Monday file, Harry Styles' first solo effort since the breakup of One Direction. This is called Sign of the Times. Crank this up, Charlie. What's unique about him? Why will he sell? What works with him?
I'll let Kara take that one.
Why am I taking this one? I don't know. He's the biggest member of One Direction, I would say. He's got a really good, raspy voice. He's a little bit more rocky than everybody else in a pop group. And I like this one. I mean, it's a 5.5-minute song, which you don't normally see in pop music that much. And I don't know. I think it's really reminiscent of, like, early British hits with David Bowie and Queen and stuff. So, I don't know, Victoria. Did you like it?
Yeah, I love it, yeah. It's unexpected, but I love it. And it's already selling like crazy, which is also expected.
This is okay. I can stomach this, whereas the other...
You can deal with it?
Yeah.
Doug's stamp of approval.
There it is. A stamp at 28 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with today's pet tip. Building your cat's self-confidence. You know, the easiest way to create a confident cat that behaves well is to spend more time on the things the cat does right. Your kitten will probably receive plenty of correction when it forgets to use the litter box. So you should spend the same time, or better yet, even more time, kissing, hugging, and loving it when it does remember to use the litter box, or if it performs some other minor feat. Don't just say good kitty and pat it on the head. Try a little more enthusiasm. Say, what a good cat, and follow with kisses, hugs, a belly scratch, and a head rub, and even more. You know, you must present a clear picture for your cat of exactly what makes you happy. Don't dominate it with corrective techniques. Rather, make an extra effort to acknowledge all the things it does properly. We must praise our feline friends for each and every positive accomplishment. But don't just reserve your positive thoughts and actions on those times when your kitten has done something right. It's okay to tell your cat how wonderful it is any time of day. So go over, hug and kiss your cat, even if he's just laying in the sun. Tell him he's good and how much you love him. I'm Warren Eckstein.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples.
Oh, Staples guy, help. I need a presentation printed fast.
Well, have no fear, Staples is here. We can print same or next day.
Wow. Oh, but my budget has me handcuffed.
Well, right now, get 20% off select print and marketing services orders, $50 or more.
Staples guy, you're my hero.
I prefer Prince Charming. You know, Prince, because of our printing.
Yep, I got it.
Now at Staples, get 20% off select print and marketing services orders, $50 or more.
Hence 43017 exclusions apply. See Staples.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is upon us. Hi, this is Doug with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara with a wonderful way for you to have some memories, the DJV experience. The other day I asked the following, in life we ought to strive to, and you all had different answers. I got some interesting comments from people, and this is something, more often than not it was something like to serve others. I said, we are all here to help. Remember that? We were talking about.
Yes.
And you all had your answers. To be our best selves was response. Here's somebody who said, why? Why would you say what you why would you ask that question? I do get asked that by people who want to know how I think. People think I'm strange or I have a rather weird way of looking at the world. I have tried again and again in my life to be complicit with whatever the standards are, and it doesn't work for me. I just don't live my life that way, and I don't think that way, and I don't want to be that way because I'm not happy. I find when I am happiest is when I am doing things that are not, I don't set out to do them because they're contrary to what everybody else does. I just happen to be that way. I don't think the way everybody else around me does. My sisters ask me why I do the things I do. Why have I stuck it out, for example, with this farm? trying to save the farm. I could have made a lot of money selling the land and developing it, but it wasn't what I wanted to do. And fortunately, that's the great thing about being free. And you all have the same thing going for you. We live in a country, yeah, I know, there are a lot of regulations. We don't like the government and yada, yada, yada. But we live in a country that gives us almost unbridled opportunity to do, if you think about it, to do things that you can't do pretty much anywhere else. And it's whether you take advantage of that. People complain they don't make enough money and all that stuff. And I don't even know if it's working harder or working smarter, but there's a way to get around that if you have it. It's got to be sort of in your DNA, though, and astrologically you've got to have the right signs. And when I say that, people say, what is the matter with him? What is he talking about? And it really, I'm a complete believer. The more I learn about this stuff, the more I find Maria Trilogy, who is our resident astrologer, does a daily feature that sort of looks at what's going on this week. And by the way, for those for those of you who follow the drift of Mercury being retrograde, we have passed into that zone again. There will be three times this year, and it's pretty much every year. There are three different episodes for about 3 weeks when Mercury goes retrograde. And people say, what does that mean? Well, there are challenges in communication, transportation, a lot of things. You don't want to start new things, generally speaking, during a retrograde period. You want to sort of sort out old things. A lot of things can come to an end. Not good time for things to begin. Or stuff like that. It affects different people differently.
Can we blame Delta's troubles on Mercury being retrograde?
I think you can.
That would happen now.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting you mention that. This whole thing about what has happened with regard to women and what they can wear on planes, this has become a lightning rod of conversation. Have you noticed this? There were three or four opinion pieces in the various national newspapers. USA Today had one.
Oh, about the United Code?
Yeah. And the wearing leggings or whatever they had on, and what you can't wear on the plane. It's still, after a week or more, it still is trending in various places. And I don't know why. I thought we made the point and it's time to move on. But people seem to be stuck on it for whatever the reason. Have you talked to any of your friends about it, Victoria, Jennifer, about this thing? Those of you who don't remember, Delta was last week.
It was United, actually.
I'm sorry, United, right.
Delta
United
had a bunch of shutdowns this weekend. That's why I was asking about that.
Well, that's because of the weather, though, I think, more than anything else, wasn't it?
But there were like 130 flights or, I don't know, just canceled out of L.A. alone yesterday. It was ridiculous.
Well, because they're too big. They can't. The computer systems can't handle it. I can't tell you, now that you bring it up, when I came out last Thursday, I was supposed to have a particular seat upgraded in a particular way. And when I got to the airport, it wasn't, they said, check at the airport. Okay, so I checked at the airport, and it wasn't what I had agreed or what had been, and I even had the paperwork with me, because I don't trust them, and showed them what was, well, I ended up getting what I wanted, but not the way I wanted it. Because they can't handle all of the variables that they have in the system. So they just kick them out. And if you want to get on the plane and you want to get to where you're going, you may argue with them, but what are you going to say? I'm not going to get on the plane. Okay, fine. Get out of the way. There's three people waiting for your seat. They don't have to do service. They just, okay, you don't like it, screw you, let's go.
Yeah. So my cousin, who's visiting from Ireland right now, she works for Aer Lingus, which is the Irish national airline,
nothing
which
special.
Is actually...
Yeah,
I've flown Aer Lingus my whole life. I love Aer Lingus.
Yeah.
It's
wonderful.
Yeah,
I don't mind it either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're okay. They're just nothing special.
How many times have you flown it?
Probably a dozen.
I think they're fat. They're some of the best flights I've ever had. They're amazing.
Okay.
Customer
service
is great, too.
We've had different experiences. Anyway, let's not get that in the way of what
But anyway, she was saying that, on different flights now internationally, not just Aer Lingus, but on European airlines, if people don't show up 3 hours before their flight, they're just reselling tickets and people are just going, they're just losing their minds. They're waiting in the airport.
Do it their way.
They've already checked in online, and they're finding that they say, oh, well, you weren't here 3 hours in advance like we told you to, and they're just giving away their seats, and there's nothing that people can do about it. She said it's causing so many problems in airports in Europe.
Yeah, and that's being done by Aer Lingus. You said they were a nice
airline. No, Aer Lingus isn't doing it.
They're
but
not
she,
doing it.
No, okay. She said there are a lot of other airlines that are doing it, though, like British Airways has had a lot of problems.
British is very arrogant. They're just like an American airline. Same thing. British Airways is no different than American Airlines. Same exact treatment, the same customer roughness, rudeness. It's just maybe that's what they want. They want to see which ones can be the worst. At the, yeah. Like, right to the bottom. Here's a story that sort of falls in line with the Janet Jackson thing today, and we're teasing Victoria because she's getting married in June, and that'll give us at least some fodder for fun between now and then. Here's the story. Janet Jackson, if you didn't hear the story, is leaving her husband. She'd been married to him for a couple of years. She had his baby. And is that a misnomer? A lot of times people say she had his baby. It wasn't his baby. It was their baby. So why do they call it his baby?
I don't say that. I don't know.
She had his baby. Anyway, she did have a baby.
Like she's just a birthing factory.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's very disrespectful. I think it's very disrespectful. Anyway, so she's leaving him, and he's going to give her money and, you know, take care of the kid, blah, blah, blah. Here's the story of a groom facing a $25,000 bill after his wife-to-be left him for another woman last week. 6 weeks before their wedding, Adam Vickers is 24, planning to marry childhood sweetheart Laura O'Callaghan in a venue that they had spent a lot of time picking. They'd sent out the invites already, hired a photographer, a DJ, and a Bentley for the bride to ride in. They have been together for 10 years. They booked their honeymoon to Thailand, so the total cost out of pocket was about $25,000. So, Adam apparently came home and discovered his partner in the sacola with her girlfriend, Sinead. And as a result of that and the conversation afterwards, they decided to cancel the wedding. And not only is he depressed, as you can imagine, but this woman has pictures of herself and this new girlfriend all over Facebook. So imagine, I mean, if you're going to be a thoughtless pig, I guess that's what you'd expect. Why would you rub your nose? Okay, so you got something else going on. You just try to handle it, and you split the cost. She left him. He's going to pay all the bills, and she's all over Facebook with her new girlfriend. I think that's piggery in its worst form.
That's terrible.
It is. What kind of a person does that? But the other side of it is, how come he didn't know this about her if he's been with her for 10 years? Right?
And, by the way, I mean, I hate to say this, but if you've been with someone 10 years and you haven't married them, there's something going on. Either, I mean, not trying to be judgy. I'm sure there's a lot of people who will just live together without getting married. But if you are of a certain age, if you were in the marrying age group.
These kids are in their mid-20s.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe because they were so young, who knows? But it just seems like after, it's a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. All right, here's, by the way, there was a Turkish airliner that delivered a baby girl in mid-flight on its way over to, I think it was on its way to England from Turkey.
How many months along was the mother?
She was 28 months pregnant. 28
what?
Months. 28.
She's an elephant.
She just given up at this point. She gave birth to a 10-year-old. Perfect.
Wait, 20? I don't know all the... The weeks and all
weeks.
That. So what does that mean?
That's early.
28 weeks is early.
Like what's
early.
What's like fully cooked?
37
or 38,
six,
something
seven,
like
eight,
that. Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, don't they tell you can't fly if you're more than seven months pregnant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you shouldn't. If you have any common sense, you wouldn't. But in
right.
this circumstance,
that's why I asked.
She was under the radar, if you will. Mm. All right, Biff
pregnant
and
women
Biff
should
here.
Not be allowed to fly or get into elevators, because I've seen sitcoms, and anytime you get into an elevator, that thing it gets stuck, and then you have the
You're
baby.
In big trouble.
Big trouble.
All right, so Biff and Biff, we have two items here of interest, one for each of you, Biff Horn and Biff Keelan. Sergio Garcia, the Masters Tournament in Atlanta. Who's up on? I think, Victoria, this sounds more like it's up your alley.
Yeah.
Well, this was certainly a big deal in my parents' house this weekend,
really?
and with a lot of our golfing enthusiast friends. Yeah, the Masters. Sergio Garcia won his first Masters after 21 years of being on the Pro Tour, and this is his first major win. And pretty much everyone across the board was so thrilled for him. Competition was thrown out the window. Everyone was cheering for him. The normally quiet golfing crowd started chanting Sergio, and it was loud, and there were lots of tears, and it was just a really happy moment. His caddy bear hugged him, and there's a video footage of it, and it was just a really wonderful thing. And he finally, 21 years trying to win one major tournament, and yeah. You'd think you would have given up by
never
now.
Never give up. He must be a Scorpio. Never give up.
I can't quit you. Yep. So. So congratulations to Sergio Garcia.
Yeah. All right, Jen, Tim Tebow.
Totally on my alley. My household was all excited this weekend.
Because of Tim Tebow hitting his second home
run? Oh, no, we're just always excited about Tim Tebow. Oh, and by the way, it's just me and my cat, so yeah.
Yes,
all right, so Tim Tebow, he's on to something finally. You know, after a season or two of practicing, he did it again. He turned minor league baseball player. He was an NFL quarterback turned minor league baseball player. He did his first home run at his first at-bat. Now he sent a second home run flying out of the park on Sunday, second of the season. He's playing for the Columbia Fireflies in the Class A South Atlantic League. He hit a two-run home run in his first minor league at-bat last week. And now, many people, critics of Tim Tebow, say that this shouldn't be taken as a sign that he's good at anything. But the optimist in me says that this is Tim Tebow's next career. He's going to be a baseball player. He's doing it, you guys. He's yeah. on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And how old is Tim Tebow? I think he's only like 28 or something, isn't he? I mean, he's still pretty young.
Yeah, he's in his 20s, for sure.
So, I mean, he could do it. I mean,
of course he could.
Yeah.
For heaven's sakes, you know, we were talking about this yesterday.
Lots of haters say that he can't, but don't count him out. And he's 29.
What good is that?
Did he Tebow after he hits home runs, too?
I hope so.
There's a thing about people and when they get to their prime. We were talking about this at dinner last night, how old you have to be in order to make it. And it's different with different people, different circumstances. Mm-hmm. Would you say that Neil Gorsuch, who gets sworn in to the Supreme Court today, is 49 years old? Mm-hmm. He's just hitting his stride now. He's had a good record.
He's only 49?
Only 49. That was
wow, he looks a lot older than that.
That's a gray hair.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. So what I say, the reason I say that is because a lot of people say, I remember my father saying to me, when I was in my late 20s, because he always was trying to get me to go into his business. Well, if you haven't made it, and at 29, I'd had certainly a rocky radio career, but so did everybody else who was doing radio, which my father didn't understand. You know, you spent a year or two at a station. Jennifer's father will tell you that.
Bounce all over the place.
Yeah, you hook up the U-Haul and you go to the next place. And that's just the way that it worked, but I think you judge people on some method that makes no sense whatsoever. And I think Gorsuch has an opportunity here to do a lot of good things. I hope he does for everybody concerned. But for those who think that 49, you haven't hit your stride, he obviously did hit his stride.
Sure.
And got to the big leagues. And so with Tebow, he's taking his time. He's perfecting his game, and he's getting to the big leagues. That may be his plan.
I'm tired of people being mean to him. He's a good dude.
Yeah,
he's
not a bad guy.
You know, I mean, just because he believes in Jesus and he talks about it,
Jesus.
Doesn't mean that he's a bad guy. I mean, come on.
11 before the hour here on the DJB Experience.
Give Tebow a chance.
Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost the sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Go!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Now, 53 after the hour here, conversation with Uri Geller in Israel. Uri, my pal, Uri is one of the foremost experts on your mind and the minds of people around the world in general. So a number of things that I want to get to with you, Uri, today. First of all, the conversation about Syria, where you are in Tel Aviv in Israel, is about 100 miles from the Syrian border. And as I think I made clear when I was over there, people going across from Syria through a little bit of tip of Jordan and then into Turkey, and that's how they get up into all these refugees into Europe. So what's the general course of conversation there from the Israeli point of view with regard to the bombing that the United States did yesterday, and is Assad out of there?
Yeah, well, look, Doug, when something of this nature happens, which is kind of a major attack, you know, there are many countries that are being told about the situation before it happens, before the buttons are pressed on the American ships, the carriers that have these Tomahawk cruise missiles. Before the red button is pressed, the American Defense Department talks with Germany, talks with England, talks with Russia, and talks with Israel. And there's no doubt in my mind that the Russians knew about this. And by the way, if the Russians wanted, they could have also tried to shoot down the American missiles. Did you know that?
Yeah, and they didn't. Right.
They didn't. So
yes, right.
There was some kind of subliminal agreement, I believe. And I know that Netanyahu was told that this is going to happen. And, of course, he blessed the attack because what happened in Syria is basically and categorically outrageous to use
gassing
destruction.
Awful.
So this happened, and you're right, we are only about 110 miles away flight of a bird. But, you know, Doug, I think that America, Trump had to show his fist, he had to show power, and he had to let the Syrians know that this kind of behavior cannot go on.
Yeah. Right.
And that's what happened.
Sort of drawing a line in the sand. Okay, so there's another item from Israel that I find interesting, and I want to know what people over there are saying about the fact that the Israeli election has been moved. The Labor Party pushed back its leadership vote from July 3rd to a couple of days later. I think it's the 4th or the 5th, because Britney Spears is going to perform.
Yes, this is amazing. It was all over the headlines in Israel. All the major papers carried this, all the news outlets, television, radio talks about this for a whole morning, that she's coming and the elections have been moved. I mean, it is, yeah, it's ridiculous, but it is true. Who made that decision in the government? Only God knows. But she's very welcome here. You know, when megastars arrive to Israel, it's really important, because lots of stars, lots of celebrities, they're either afraid to come to Israel to perform, as you hear me say, afraid, or they're politically motivated not to come.
Yeah, I see.
And when such a megastar says, I'm coming to perform, this is very positive, because it just shows the world that celebrities and huge name singers and actors, sports people, do come to Israel to enjoy and to work.
All right, speaking of celebrities, I'm looking at a picture of you and Don Rickles that was taken a number of years ago by the looks of your hair. His passing at the age of 90, he was actually almost 91. The fact that he was as visible as he was when you were coming along and becoming very visible, it was inevitable that people like the two of you would get together at some point. What did you think about him?
Yeah, very much so. He was extremely charming, funny when we met. Of course, he's always been very upbeat about his religion, being Jewish, and I was from Israel. It was fantastic meeting him. I think we met him several times, but, you know, God bless him, he reached the age of 90, and that's beautiful. What can I tell you? He was very witty to the last moment. So, Doug, it was, again, a pleasure. A big hug from me, from Hannah, my wife, from Israel, and we'll talk next week.
Uri Geller, his website is URIGELLER, urigeller.com, at 59 past the hour.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.